Stephen Lawless has directed opera in some of the world's most prestigious stages, from London's Covent Garden to Moscow's Bolshoi Theatre. But his journey began with a letter written by a 17-year-old high school student from Northern England, who had no connections to the theatre world. This month, he makes his Omaha debut, directing Opera Omaha's production of The Barber of Seville.
I was 17, and I had kind of decided, without knowing really what it was, that I wanted to be an opera director. I had absolutely no connections to anything. So I read in a paper an interview with the British opera director, John Copley, and I sent him a letter saying, "Please, Mr. Copley, I'd like to be an opera director." And I didn't get a reply for 3 months.
Lawless grew up in Warrington, a town in Northern England. His father was an electrician, his mother a receptionist. That letter to John Copley traveled from London's Covent Garden to Australia, where Copley was working, then to Hawaii before a reply finally arrived. Copley got him into a stage management course, which led him to his first job in theater.
Getting a letter from Hawaii in the early 1970s was, you know, it's a bit like getting a message from Mars, really. And he invited me up to London and got me on a course, a stage management course. So my first job was working for Benjamin Britten and Peter Pearce. Now, I've always said it's always been downhill from there, really.
That remarkable start launched a career that spanned over 4 decades. Lawless assisted Sir Peter Hall at the Glyndebourne Festival and worked with Russian film director Andrei Tarkovsky. His work has taken him across Germany, Austria, Canada, and the United States, where he made his American debut in Dallas in 1991. One production stands out as a career highlight.
I did direct Der Rosenkavalier at the Bolshoi in Moscow, and they hadn't done any operas by Richard Strauss since 1928 because of his, you know, association with Nazi Germany. So this was the first time they'd done it. When you go through the design process with the designer, you always put something in that when they say it's too expensive, you know, you say, okay, well, we'll cut this just to show willing. They didn't cut anything, so it must have cost millions.
Now Lawless brings The Barber of Seville to Omaha for the first time, working with Opera Omaha and conductor Gary Torwedo. The production includes 4 flamenco dancers to enhance the Spanish setting. Lawless calls it the most accessible of operas.
The thing about Barber of Seville is it's the most accessible of operas. The overture, Figaro's famous aria, feature everywhere. I mean, cartoons, Bugs Bunny's got, yeah, got one. Advertisements. People might not think that they know it, but they probably do. The cast that we have here is, I find, totally inspirational. And they make me laugh in rehearsals, which is always good.
Opera Omaha presents The Barber of Seville this Saturday and Sunday at the Orpheum Theater. More information at operaomaha.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.